Please.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know this story about President Lincoln, and it's supposedly true, that he once walked 3 miles, when he was a young man, to repay a penny. President Lincoln, yep. That makes him the last president to do anything about the debt.
Is David Letterman having some fun with one of the big talk topics of the week, the debt, the budget, how do we cut the possibility of a government shutdown? That's all in the focus as we start this hour of our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview, the audio overview of what's on News Talk Radio and television, the left, the right. Here we get started in this conversation with MSNBC's Chris Matthews talking to a couple of political analysts, including Howard Fineman and Eugene Robinson, about the threat of a government shutdown.
Congress pulled an all-nighter Friday night to pass a budget bill for the next 7 months that would cut $60 billion in spending. And with a few exceptions, it was a party-line vote, and the cuts themselves look like party-line cuts. A lot of them are things that Republicans love to hate. Planned Parenthood, the National Endowment for the Arts, expenses for the so-called policy czars in the Obama administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and, of course, funding for the implementation of the new Obama health care law. Well, the bill now goes to the Senate, where Democrats are still in charge. Here are Senators Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham on Meet the Press. Let's listen.
If we end up shutting down the government and calling into question whether we're going to meet our obligations for Social Security checks and paying our troops, then that is an absolute utter failure. We can do better.
The only way we'll shut the government down is if our Democratic colleagues insist on keeping the federal government large and unsustainable. The Democratic House was fired because they spent too much.
Well, those cuts, by the way, also include programs which affect poor people. But before we get to that, we're joined right now by Howard Fineman and the Washington Post, and Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post. They're both MSNBC political analysts. By the way, here are the cuts that affect poor people. This is important. It eliminates family planning and teen pregnancy prevention grants, reduces Pell Grants. These are for lower-income kids to go to college by $6 billion, and cuts $750 million in food aid for poor pregnant women and women with small children. So you get a sense of these cuts. Howard, it seems like the cuts are both these sort of brand name things that Democrats like Obama care about, like the czars that work in the White House, and then real cuts against people with real needs. So the things that are hitting them in both directions.
Yeah, I think some of the ones you mentioned at first were a lot of amendments that were put forth. It was basically anything that any listener to NPR liked.
That's right.
You know, the United Nations renovation, I mean, everything. But the real guts of it, though, were the programmatic cuts in the basic programs, health and human services, money for the poor, money for the whole social infrastructure that the federal government helps support. Because they're only dealing with 6 or 7 months left in the year, that means these are really sharp cuts in all these basic programs. They didn't really debate that, but that's really the core of what's happening and what would happen here. But on the other hand, there are those 87 or so Tea Party people in the House on the Republican side, and they are so ideologically driven and sort of so libertarian that they might make the mistake of standing up and cheering if the government is shut down. If they do that, then they're leaving themselves open for the same thing to say, oh, we're not going to pay the troops, you're not going to get your Social Security check. And look at these Tea Party people cheering the shutdown of the government.
Well, here's some of the actual cuts.
That's what the Republicans need to watch out for.
On this, I want to go through the issue of things that will actually have possible shutdown effects. No benefit checks for some veterans. That'll hurt right away. No Social Security applications can come in. No new passports. No new unemployment statistics. No National Parks and Museums. I don't think the National Parks and Museums cut with as many people.
I think the thing that really helps the Democrats here, in addition to the possibility that the Tea Party people will celebrate a government shutdown, is the fact that in polling, the American people think that it's easy to cut they say they want to cut the budget, but they also don't want social programs touched. And they have a high regard for the American military. They love their Social Security checks. So they don't think that, they, even though they talk a great game about being concerned about the deficit, they really aren't willing to give up anything that they have, so that if the government shuts down, they're going to probably be more inclined to blame the Republicans.
As is usually the case, a left has a point of view, right has a point of view, and the truth is probably somewhere in between. That's why 74% of you are in the middle, not Democrats and not Republicans. However, it still makes for good listening interesting conversation. As a matter of fact, later on in this conversation, Matthews and Fineman and Robinson talk about who will be the one who has to tell the people the government is shut down.
Now, here's a thought. Who announces that the government has shut down, Howard? Who makes the statement, you won't be getting your check? You were doing this analysis, this sort of mechanical analysis a couple days ago. The yeah. checks are not going out for Social Security. Who
right.
puts out the word, I'm sorry to tell you, when you go to your mailbox or check your bank account, it won't be there. My name is. My name is Speaker Boehner, or my name is President
Obama. The administration's going to say that. I think they're already putting out the word that, you know, if there's a shutdown, the Social Security staff will not be able to do their work. And there's a bunch of Social Security checks, like millions of them, 10 million will go out a few days after if they're shut down, if there is one on March
right.
4th. I think the administration will, much to their chagrin and regret, have to inform everybody that because of the recent unpleasantness here in Washington, we wanted to send out your checks. We're all ready to send out your checks, but they wouldn't let us.
I think you said the smartest thing.
We have to close the Washington Monument, too.
We've lived through that. Gene, don't you agree that Howard's smartest assessment here was if they get TV pictures, which is so much the way people communicate still, of people hooting and hollering on the House floor when they've shut down the government?
Mm-hmm.
The Tea Partiers in action. They're the people that kept your check from getting to the mailbox. Gene?
Yeah, and
is Howard
and
a genius? Come on, tell me Howard's a genius tonight.
No, but the thing is, I can assure you that Boehner and Cantor and those guys are fully aware of the optics of all this, and they're going to be telling their people, look, we've got to have a single message here. We've got to say it's the president's fault. It's the intransigence of the Democrats. And that a lot of that will be true. But I'm just saying that inherently, as libertarians, as people who distrust the federal government, that there will be a certain almost impossible to hide glee among some of these people for the fact that they were able to put a stick in the spokes of the wheel of government because that's what they're out to do to some extent.
Yeah.
Make
yep.
a point.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe that's not all that bad. What do you think? If you're working for the government, you don't like it because you want to get paid. However, if you look what's going on in Wisconsin and in other states around the country, this is going to become a national movement, and there's going to be less sympathy for people who, in the perception of most, the average Joe, are getting overpaid anyway. Continuing with that thought, the whole business of pensions and what we're finding out now about pensions and what people get after they work for the government, and whether it's the town, the county, state, federal government, some of these outrageous pensions, 90% of what you make after you retire at the age of 50. Come on. People are getting wise to that, too, and they want it to stop. 800-510-8255. The focus on debt as the countdown continues.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
The focus here on the government, is there going to be a shutdown? One of the big topics of the week on the radio and on television. Here from the radio side, Big John Howell talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about the debt and the possibility that everything will close next week.
So this government shutdown that everybody's threatening, both Republicans and Democrats, this is in addition or kind of separate from the spending resolution deal that you guys have sent to the Senate. But as far as shutting down the government, to curb spending. Speaker Boehner says it could happen. Don't you worry. The same thing could happen to the Republicans now that happened to them after they shut down the government in 94 with Newt.
You know, politics is it's a fluid thing, so you never know how things work out. And I'll tell you, really, I haven't heard, unless Adam was in the last day, I haven't heard Speaker Boehner talk about a government shutdown. What I've heard him say is that we want to avoid one. The only ones I've been hearing threatening it and talking about it is Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, to be honest with you. And, you know, look, they're counting on it to work politically, but here's what it comes down to. We passed the continuing resolution, which funds the government for the rest of the year. And here's the thing a lot of people don't remember is last year the Democrats failed to pass a budget. So that's why we're doing this right now, because there was no budget for the first time in 30 years. So we passed this continuing resolution, which cut $65 billion. And when you look at the size of debt and deficit we're in, that's pretty small in comparison. But now the Senate Democrats and the president are saying that's too much of a cut, and they're threatening to veto it. And Speaker Boehner has said, look, we're not going to put forward a continuing resolution that doesn't have cuts in it. And I think that just makes sense.
You know, I have to admire Boehner and other, especially Republican governors, that are kind of putting a stop on this runaway spending. And one of the more overused phrases now in the English language is kick the can down the road. Everybody's saying kick the can down the road. But you can't continue to do that, because at some point it becomes a tipping point. Servicing the debt will crush the economy. We're going to wind up being, and this is not my phrase, I'm borrowing it from somebody, but all we're going to be, the United States of America, will be a pension plan with an army. Do you agree?
You know what? That's exactly right. And, I mean, here's the thing. You talk about kicking the can. 10 or 20 years ago, you could kick the can down the road, because you weren't at that point where the government simply – was drowning. I mean, we had debt, but we weren't drowning yet. We're drowning soon, because right now we have $200 billion a year of your taxpayer money that we have to pay just to service our debt. In 10 years, that number is projected to be $1 trillion a year that we have to pay in taxes for the government to simply maintain its debt before it can spend dime one on anything else, Social Security checks or anything else. And that's the danger. That's the tipping point. That becomes the point at which you can't recover.
You know, it's interesting. Congressman Kinzinger said the government hasn't shut down for 30 years. Remember back to December of 1995 when the government shut down. There are a lot of lessons, and again, the inaccuracies that come from both sides here, the exaggerations. It's interesting that the government is so different today, but is it really? We have more expenses, but are we being better served? Something to think about as we continue on the countdown.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, Doug Steffen here on the countdown with the focus on the possibility of a government shutdown, the budget in general, what people want to see cut, what the culture of the cuts are, whether it's the left and they like Planned Parenthood, and the right doesn't, and on it goes. What do you think ought to be cut? Here's Jane calling our countdown at 800-510-8255.
I think the 200,000 new government employees Obama's hired needs to go. The 30% increase in EPA needs to go. The 44 million people running around with these food stamp cards, they can't spend all that money, so they'll give you $20 if you'll let them pay for your groceries, and they just throw stuff in their buggy without even looking at the cost of it, because when it's free to them, they don't care. Also, these agricultural subsidies, all that is driving up the cost of food that people out here can't even live. And all these bases that we have overseas, it's about time the people in Europe and Japan and Korea and everywhere else start providing for their own defense. We're broke.
All right. Well, there's some truth to some of what she says, and some of it's hyperbole, which is the case, obviously, with whatever points of view are put forth. 800-510-8255. Bob in Virginia listening to the Big Talker 1580.
This stuff, what they're doing about making these bills that are going to come into effect 2, 3, 4, 10 years, they got to do something now. And they ought to start by changing the tax and putting it on the flat rate and make it effective next year. They ought to do something about this tax-free status of religion, because, you know, let's put it this way. If some people want to pay to go to hell, the other people paying to go to heaven ought to pay their fair share. And they ought to take and let the people vote more. We've got all this electronic stuff now, and we could change the way Congress and Senate does business by letting the people have the final say, give them the electronic vote every week or every 2 weeks on bills and stuff, and this country would change for the best.
That'd be interesting. We have the technology to do it. Yeah, referendum questions every week. Friday is vote day, right? Okay, budget callers, as you know, one of the things we do here is take signs from people, calls from people, and edit them, put them together with similar thoughts. Here's a representative sampling of what you're saying about the budget cuts.
First off, it'd be foreign aid to all countries, Homeland Security, anything that funds the Patriot Act or the Young Patriot Act, DEA, corporations, and all these other subsidies, these farmers, and anything else that's not under the Constitution there. And I hope these people hear me loud and clear.
Social Security has absolutely nothing to do with the deficit. That's a pay-as-you-go program. There, you can cut that to death, and you're not going to help the deficit. But what I would cut, some of the stuff I would cut, would be I'd cut both WARS and Prescription D program off of the budget to start with and go back to like Bush had it, so then the budget would look better to start with. Then we could all keep going on like that and play the little game that all these Republicans have loved to play, that now all of a sudden we're hurt. Of course, we were hurting just as bad under Bush and them, but we didn't have it on the budget, so we could play little counting games. Another thing I would do is I would start cutting all the subsidies for oil, coal, gas, exploration that you have out west. Most of them states, we subsidize all their business. I would also start charging a going rate to run cattle on federal land. We have all that out west. They enjoy all our federal land and don't pay the actual federal or the going rate for running cattle on federal land for pasteurized or for feeding them off of all of our land.
First thing I'd do is cut the Department of Energy out. They produce no energy, and they stop us from producing. Secondly, one thing I do not understand, we give out free meals at schools, but yet we give out food stamps. Is this ignorant or what? You got free food because we give you food stamps, packed a kettle lunch. There's no way I should be paying for free meals for you at school.
We need to go through the entire budget. Go to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. There's only 17 things the government's allowed to do. Anything they're not allowed to do, you cut it from the budget.
Cut it. There it is. Okay, speaking of cutting it, we'll pause now back with the Middle Eastern focus on the countdown.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
After the hour now, the countdown continuing our focus on what's happening, observations, issues of the day, the Middle East certainly in the focus here on talk radio and talk television. So let's get into that and spend some time on it as time allows, your calls as well. But the input from various talk programs, including one on Fox, Brett Baer talking to Steve Hayes, Juan Williams, and Charles Krauthammer, about the way the president has been handling the situation in the Middle East, especially Libya.
The death toll is said to be in the hundreds, well into the hundreds at this point in Libya. Here is what the administration, the Obama administration, is saying. Secretary Clinton, quote, "The world is watching the situation in Libya with alarm. We join the international community in strongly condemning the violence in Libya. Our thoughts and prayers are with those whose lives have been lost and with their loved ones. The government of Libya has a responsibility to respect the universal rights of the people, including the right of free expression and assembly. Now is the time to stop this unacceptable bloodshed. We are working urgently with friends and partners around the world to convey this message to the Libyan government." That is the statement from the administration, and we expect all that will be said tonight. We're back with our panel. Steve.
Well, that's a very carefully worded statement that actually avoids ever directly condemning the Libyan regime for the violence. They condemn the violence. They ask the regime to respect universal rights, but they never actually condemn the regime. I think that is pathetic. You now have statements from senior Libyan diplomats, the Libyan diplomat to the United Nations called genocide, said that the United States needs to step up and speak out. You have other Libyan senior Libyan military officers saying that they've been asked to fire upon their own citizens. What we're seeing now is a slaughter. It's a massacre in Libya, and the United States has chosen to stand by and watch.
Well, we had two pilots defect because they were told to fire on crowds. They flew out of the country.
And I think they did the right thing. But they're Libyans. It's their country. The diplomat is a Libyan. So to have the United States get into this business, it's got to be very carefully done. And that's why I would not criticize what Secretary of State Clinton has said here. She's said that the Libyan government should stop attacking their own people. There's no call for this bloodshed.
She didn't say that.
But this is not...
She did. I think that's what the statement reads.
It says it's unacceptable bloodshed.
Right.
But this is different from Egypt, is it not? I mean, this is a massacre on a broad scale.
And also, this is a totalitarian regime. And you know, you could say that the Egyptians were authoritarian, but to some extent, they had reforms that we have never seen in Libya. Libyans have been involved with acts of terrorism. That fellow who, in fact, was involved, this guy is still in Libya. No, this is a terrible, terrible place. I don't think there's anyone who would think that somehow the United States is trying to support the Libyan regime. The question is, how do we play the game so that we do not get cast as the ones who have stirred the pot and distract from the fact that the Libyans don't want Gaddafi anymore?
Charles? I mean, the distinction I wanted to make in Libya and Egypt is a very important one. There are regimes in the region, starting with Libya, Syria, Iran, and, of course, Saddam's Iraq, which were the utmost brutality and savagery. And in comparison with those, the pro-American dictatorships, like in Tunisia or in Egypt, are Boy Scouts beside them. And Mubarak spoke plaintively, paternalistically, really sort of delusionally about, I am your father, I'm with you in the streets. But he would not conduct the kind of massacres, helicopter gunships shooting on the crowds. You know, he sent a couple of guys on camels and horses with whips. That's a different order of magnitude from these people who will slaughter in the thousands, as happened in Iran, in Syria. And I think that's a distinction that we ought to keep in mind. There are dictatorships, and then there are the places run like Caligula. And those are the ones that we really have to condemn. I am shocked by the toothlessness of that statement by the State Department.
And quickly, we heard from the president numerous times throughout the Egyptian back and forth, numerous times. Libya has been exploding for a number of days.
Yeah, I find it amazing that we haven't had a presidential statement on this and a direct condemnation of, either a direct condemnation of the violence or a suggestion that we're willing to shoot the planes down that are killing Libyans in the streets.
It is pretty interesting to listen to some of this, isn't it? The stock rally that we found, there are a lot of people who are talking about this. One of the interesting inferences from the Middle East situation is the cost of petroleum. And as it goes up, what's that going to do to the rally in the stock market? Because it increases the price of everything. When are these people going to do something about that? We should be off this Middle Eastern oil route. Isn't it crazy? After all these decades, we still have ourselves 40-some-odd percent of the oil we get comes out of these areas. It is amazing. And the routes that this all go, the oil that comes, the sweet crude coming out of Libya, goes to Europe, and then they send it to us to refine, and we send it back over there to them. And all of this stuff, the price is going up and up and up and up. And but these people have a right to self-determination, but at what point do we wake up and see what all of this and in sort of a transparent way, what all of our connections there are costing us? Here is a radio host named Tommy Tucker, who's talking to CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about the news that Iranian warships have gone through the Suez Canal.
A couple of Iranian warships, as I understand it, passed through the Suez Canal, and that has not happened in a long, long time.
No, and that just has a lot to do with the security situation in that part of the world, and so as you know, cards continue to tip in Libya, what we saw in Egypt the past few days, you know, the world is changing very quickly in that part of the world, and we just have to keep a very close eye on it.
Why the change? Why would now Egypt allow? Because I presume Egypt is in control of the Suez Canal.
They are. Egypt does have that control, and prior to that, from their security perspective, if they had brought that kind of ship inside that border, you know, within that location there, that would create a security problem for Egypt.
So apparently now the military, who is in control of the country, something changed internally where Iran said, can we do this? And they said, yeah, it's okay, where before Mubarak would have said no?
That's the case. Now, that had a lot to do with the pressure that the U.S. would have put on the Egyptians for, you know, having some kind of restrictions against the Iranians there. With the military in control now, this is a good example of what's going to be different, you know, with regard to how Egypt's going to be. And they're going to be, you know, they're going to look out perhaps more for their own interests, not opposed to keeping the interests of the United States, you know, at bay here. Now, these are ships, obviously, they were inspected. They were, you know, passed through. They were deemed not to be a threat. And because of that, they were allowed to pass. I mean, this is a good example, again, where the world's going to change and where we have to adjust our thinking with regard to what the future's going to look like there.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody feels it as an American that we shouldn't and don't want other people to be free. But then, again, as you're saying, that things in that part of the world change, and Israel has been an ally of us and a nation that we've protected for a long, long time. Well, what are the Israelis saying about this?
Well, I mean, they've got great concern now because these are Iranian warships in, you know, the Mediterranean waters. They've come from the Indian Ocean through the Suez Canal into the Mediterranean Ocean. So now the Mediterranean Sea. So now they have sight lines into Israel, as Israel is on the border that body of water. It's obviously a concern for them also. But again, you know, navies project power. Israel has a navy. They've got to now worry about an enemy that's going to be on another flank of theirs. Israel has always been surrounded by their enemies on three sides. They've had the United States to assist them in the Mediterranean. It's just going to increase awareness for also U.S. Navy ships and fleets that are currently operating in the Mediterranean to make sure that, everybody is keeping their distance with regard to exercise they're conducting.
Wow. Isn't it amazing how much money we spend on the military and what's going on? We're everywhere. How many bases there are around the world. Woof. Gaddafi vowing to fight to his last drop of blood, roaring at supporters to strike back against Libyan protesters to defend his regime. What say you on all of this? 800-510-8255. Let's go to Rachel in South Carolina. Hi.
Look here. We went into Iraq and killed 4,000 and lose 4,000 of our people. My children was there. We killed over 100,000 people in that country. Now here we go again. You got people sleeping outdoors. You haven't even cleaned up the New Orleans and the things that have happened here in the United States. But let's go and do some more killing. The United States lies and the hands are dripping in blood. I pray that we change and leave people alone.
Pretty powerful statement, Rachel. Thank you for your call. Alexis, thoughts on where we ought to focus our attention on the situation in the Middle East, et cetera?
I don't think that the U.S. should get involved because the U.S. has done enough in terms of propping up these dictators in these different Middle Eastern, North African countries, which is extremely wrong. What's happening in Wisconsin is the same thing that's happening in the Middle East. Our democracy is not working for us properly right now. So really, we need to work on our own issues before we go around trying to fix other people's issues who really don't need our help.
Amazing how all these things are sort of tied together, aren't they, around the world. Alexis, give us your thoughts, please.
I guess you can't expect the U.S. to get involved in every foreign affair, but I think the U.S. has to come out firm and stand on the side of the people in terms of fighting for democracy, because as a world power, countries look up to us to look up for the third world countries and the lesser countries, and the United States, as the leader of the world, just has to stand up to these dictators and let them know where we stand, which is on the side of the people. And while not be the most popular idea, but I think it's the right thing to do as a world power to stand up on the side of the people and let them know that, you know, freedom should be a universal right.
All right, Kenny, that was Kenny in Providence. Sorry about that. The Gaddafi word, the last thing I saw he said was, "You men and women who love God, love Gaddafi." At 15 before the hour, we continue with the Wisconsin situation in our focus next on the countdown.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today. 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Wisconsin now in the focus. Here is host Chris DeGaulle talking to CBS newsman Steve Futterman about the state senators who have left the state.
What's interesting about these Democrat senators, they've fled the Capitol. They went and hid out in hotels or something. They sent the – I didn't know this. They actually sent – the state patrolman to find these guys? Did they ever find them?
Well, the state patrolman, I don't think have jurisdiction to go out of the state and round them up. So that's basically what the Democrats have done. I don't know their exact location, but I believe they are probably somewhere outside of the Wisconsin jurisdiction. So they're probably in Illinois right now. That's my guess.
And do they intend to stay there until what? Until there's compromise of some kind?
Well, listen, I mean, the governor wants it passed, and they need a budget, and, both sides have a bit of power here, although you would think right now, if the governor says he's not going to budget, how long do the Democrats want to stay out of state? So it's a standoff right now.
What's quorum on this thing? Just the sheer numbers of it, Steve.
They need 20. They need... they need 20 right now. They have a quorum of 19. There are 19 Republicans, 14 Democrats. They need 20.
So they need one of these Democrats basically to come back and vote with them or just be present?
Right. If one Democrat comes back or three Republicans, you would assume would be moderate Republicans, would find a compromise bill with the 14 Democrats. That's how this could end.
So they have enough to pass the bill, but they have to have quorum to vote
on. Well, that's exactly. That's why they've left the state.
I see. And the protests still continue, right, Steve? I mean, people are still there gathering in the Capitol?
Right. Although yesterday, freezing temperatures, snow, today we expect most of the teachers who've been staying away from their classrooms to go back to work. There is some legal issue here. If you stay away for 3 days without a valid excuse, your job could be in jeopardy. So I believe most of the teachers are going back to work today. So things are calming down to some degree, but the standoff does continue.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
State employees in Wisconsin could face layoffs as early as next week if this anti-union bill isn't passed soon, according to the governor. Scott Walker is the person in the focus here. As a matter of fact, Chris Wallace talked with Governor Walker about comments that the president made about what's going on in Wisconsin.
President Obama stepped into this controversy this week. Let's look at what he said.
Some of what I've heard coming out of Wisconsin, where you're just making it harder for public employees to collectively bargain generally, seems like more of an assault on unions.
Governor, you've said that the president should focus on balancing his own budget, but beyond that, do you think that his stepping into a state collective bargaining issue is inappropriate? And what do you think of his political arm, Organizing for America, taking a role in mobilizing some of the opposition?
Well, I think you're right. The president ultimately should stay focused on fixing the federal budget because they've got a huge deficit. And believe me, they got their hands full. They're far from getting it accomplished in Washington. But in the larger context, you know, the thousands of protesters who were here over this past week have every right to be heard, at least those from Wisconsin. And increasingly, as you just alluded to, there are more and more coming in from other states across the country. But for those who are here from Wisconsin, they have every right to be heard. But I pointed out there are over 300,000 state and local workers who weren't here, who are doing their job, doing what they're paid to, and we appreciate that. My hat's off to them. But most importantly, there are 5.5 million people in this state, taxpayers who, by and large, are sacrificing in their own jobs in the private sector, paying much more than the 5.8% for pension and the 12.6% for health care I'm asking for. In fact, in many cases, two or three times that amount. They've made tough sacrifices to balance the budgets in their communities, in their homes, and in their businesses. I think it is realistic that we need to make sure that as loud as the voices are in the Capitol, we don't let them overpower the voices of the taxpayers I was elected to represent and elected to get the job done, which is balancing this budget.
This is going to take off like wildfire all across the country. You watch. Speaking of that, let's take some of your calls on this at 800-510-8255, starting with Ralph in Syracuse, who's ready to light up.
Now, I'm a proud UAW member from upstate New York, and what's happening in Wisconsin is not going to happen in New York yet. We still have a strong labor movement in both the public and private sector. Governor Cuomo in New York State, he's going to look at pensions, but he's not, unlike Walker, he's going to allow the public sector unions to bargain over their wages and benefits. What this amounts to is this union busting. And one final note on this, non-union workers across America, they got a dog in this fight, too, because if you bring down the last bastion of the middle class, which is the public sector, their wages are going to be brought down, too.
The public sector is getting paid a lot more than the private sector now, pal. 800-510-8255. Dave in Nashville with thoughts on our focus.
I think it's important that we understand exactly what Governor Walker is asking for. He's asking the state employees to pay one half of what we pay in the private sector for their health insurance, for their pensions. One half. That's it. Now, the option, and they've got this option, he can massively fire teachers just like they just did in New York City. He can do that. And if it were me, I'd declare a state of emergency, say, okay, you cannot walk out of your classroom, you can't drag your kids to the Capitol, and if you do, we're going to have a Reagan moment, and we're just going to, fire everybody in Madison County. Now, that's what I would do. But what I would prefer happens first is that the Tea Party gets organized and we'll walk down there to Madison and we'll have, I'll guarantee you, a lot bigger demonstration on the part of the public. Public workers, there should not be a union in public workers. It's an automatic conflict of interest. They shouldn't be unionized to start with. FDR was against unionizing public workers just because of crap like this.
There's a state where it's against the law. I think it's Virginia. You can't organize. There are no unions in the state government. David in Texas, final thought here.
Within the last 2 weeks, the Dallas Independent School District has announced cutting, I think, 3,000 jobs, of which 2,000 of those are teachers' jobs. The same thing happened on a smaller scale a year or two ago. And, of course, these are citizens and taxpayers of Dallas County. But, the question that occurs to me is, why weren't we out protesting in the street 2 and 3 years ago when the financial crisis was occurring? Because that's the underlying cause of all of this. We should have been protesting in front of Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and Congress, for that matter, because their overseers were not paying attention to what was going on. And that really is about this whole financial disaster.
All right, time's up, sir. Thank you for the call. Disaster is the right word for all this, don't you think? 59 passed on the countdown.